Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
What up, what up? It is Alex, the Fantasy Football Hustler, back at you. We have made it to the playoffs. Thanks for everyone who's been rocking with me. A little reminder, these videos are great, but the one-on-one advice is really where it's at. You want to put yourself in the best position to get a championship? Go to 420crew.com, get on the superstar tier or higher, and boom, you got one-on-one access to myself. Only $10 a month. Nothing. 420crew.com. Go get signed up. Do it right now. And then leave a comment on this video letting me know that you got signed up. These playoff waiver videos are going to be super quick hitters. Let's get down to biz. Start off with the running backs because that's the position that everybody is hurting at right now. I'm going to touch on the top five added guys because all of them are available in more than 50% of leagues on Sleeper. My top ad at running back, this is if he's available, shows here on Sleeper, 13% rostered, Tank Bigsby. Main reason for Tank Bigsby being my number one, it's the insane amount of usage that he got in this past game. Bigsby and Etienne, they're pretty much splitting snaps. 18 carries, though, for Bigsby this week. Only 4 for Etienne. He did have 4 receptions as well, though. They play the Jets this week. Jets have kind of been middle of the road matchup for the running backs. And it's just going to be hard to pick up any running backs this week who get any type of decent volume. So that's why Tank Bigsby, he's number one for me this week at the running backs. My number two running back to pick up is going to be Isaiah Davis on the Jets. They go up against the Jaguars. Gotta love this matchup. I feel like the Jets can just easily sit Breece Hall again. They're not really playing for anything at this point. They got him heavily involved. 6 targets, 10 rushes. Ends up with 13 total touches. Him and Braylon Allen split the work pretty much right down the middle. Almost identical snaps, almost identical touches. Gotta love the matchup versus the Jags. Get that rook on your team. Now, even though Patrick Taylor is the most added player right now, I think that's just because of how much he was rostered. Well, that's who my number three running back pickup is. We don't know what's going on with Guerrero. They said he's day-to-day. It's a Thursday game, though, so I'm pretty nervous. It's not a good matchup either. That's one of the things that kind of sucks. Like, no matter who it is, they could really fluke you versus the Rams. Over the last 5 weeks, the Rams are 22nd against the run. But that game that they gave up to Saquon, I feel like, really skewed the numbers for them. So I would be very nervous about getting Guerrero or Patrick Taylor in your starting lineup, but you have to do your due diligence and go pick up Patrick Taylor. Whether you start him or not, that's going to be based on the options that you have available on your squad. My next running back is Sincere McCormick. SMC, for those who don't know. It's very, very ugly. Falcons, they've been pretty good against the run. This is more just about how much do you need a running back? That's really what SMC is all about because we cannot expect a lot from the Las Vegas Raiders. They're looking to see what they got in the kid to see if he's probably going to be worth keeping around next year. 15 touches, 78 yards, you know, not horrible. I mean, he got 10 points, but it's going to be very blah. So it just depends on how desperate you are. Now, I really hope that it doesn't come down to Sean Taylor. I'm just throwing him on there as people who might be in really deep leagues or just very desperate. We hope Bucky plays, but if Bucky doesn't play, Sean Taylor might be worth a start. It's a really horrible matchup. That's one of the things that sucks. And Rashad White, when Bucky went out, he was just the guy this past week, and that could happen again. But if you are desperate, Sean Tucker, pick him up.
Pick him up!
The wide receivers are very, very thin. I got 3 here, though, that could be available in your league. It's like nobody's available, though. The number one guy that I would be picking up, if you really need a wide receiver, would be Ray McCloud. He's been like a dart throw flex like most of this season for me when I'm talking about the starts and the sits. Look at the last 4 out of 5 weeks. He's in double-digit points. That is really great for a dart throw flex type of player. He had 11 targets this past week and 8 receptions for 98 yards. Is he going to do that every game? No. Is he going to score a lot of touchdowns? No, but that doesn't matter. If you get double-digit points right now in the playoffs out of someone that you are picking up out of desperation, that's money in the bank.
Great cash, homie.
Get it. with the wide receivers, it's all about the level of desperation that you have, because these next two guys, you got to be very desperate. But I'm going to throw out Andre Yoshivas. They have a very tough schedule over the next couple weeks. So that might mean more targets for him and maybe one or two less for Chase or Higgins throughout the games. You're only picking him up if you are desperate and really need someone as a dart throw flex guy. That is it. But if you do, I think he's going to be pretty solid moving forward. Like, just get you around 10 to 15 points. That's really all we want out of these dart throw flex guys. And I think Yoshi is one of those guys who could do it for you. Vele would be the last wide receiver who I'd be picking up. We see him go in waves, and Cortland Sutton is so targeted that it just takes away from him. It's all about the level of desperation. The game versus the Colts isn't that great of a matchup, but if you are super desperate, pick him up, and hopefully you don't have to throw him into your flex spot. We are not talking quarterbacks on this video. Hopefully you guys in your single QBs already have that squared away, but we will be talking about two tight ends that are readily available. Every good tight end is nowhere to be found. You got to go for some dart throws, and I got two dart throws for you here.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Okay, the tight end that I would be picking up, this is based on DJ Turner not playing, because when DJ Turner doesn't play, Michael Mayer is like the next guy up. Played over 80% of the snaps this past week, 9 targets, 7 receptions. Just got to think that he's like an afterthought in that offense. Teams are going to be scheming Brock Bowers out, and a guy like Michael Mayer just could get a shitload of targets because of that. If you are desperate, got to be desperate. I do not want to throw him in there as a flex. And you have to be paying attention that DJ Turner does not play as well. Michael Myers Mayer. Ooh, man, it's going to be scary. One of the top added tight ends of this week is Stone Smart on the Los Angeles Chargers. And it's because Will Disley should be missing multiple weeks. They go up against the Tampa Bay Bucks this week. That is a great matchup for your tight ends. Still feel like I only want to play him if you're super desperate. Will Disley was good for some games. Remember that game where Will Disley got 0 points? Like, it's things like that that make me super nervous. But it is a great matchup. Last time Justin Herbert played the Bucks back in 2020, tore him up. I feel like he can definitely match what he did. He threw for like 300 yards and a couple touchdowns in that game. Herbert could definitely do that to the Bucks. It's been a great matchup for the tight ends and the quarterbacks. YOLO. We've made it to everybody's favorite section now. Your defenses to pick up and stream. I'm only mentioning two this week. You guys want more info and who you should pick up? It's all going to be individually league-based. Leave a comment on YouTube or get over to 420crew.com like I've been telling you for the one-on-one advice. The Washington Commandos. That's going to be the squad that I would be picking up. They're going up against New Orleans and no Derek Carr. And they are coming off the bye. So we hope they are very well rested. They've been scheming for this game for 2 weeks. That's why they are my number one pickup of the week for your defenses and special teams to stream. And I got one more that I think could win you this week. That team is the Cincinnati Bengals. Oh, yes. They're a little bit more rostered than the Commandos. That's why I put the Commandos first. They're a little bit more available. They're probably dropped in the bye week. Bengals gave up a few points to the Cowboys. They were out there making plays as well, and that's what we want. The Titans have given up the third most points to team defense over the last 5 weeks. Bengals have been all right. They've been pretty good. It's all about the Titans, though, being a great matchup for your team defense. So the Bengals, pick them up and fire them up.
All right, all right, all right. Fire them up.
All right, now, can I drop these players? Super quick hitter edition. This is the top 7 on Sleeper right now for running backs. Travis Homer, yes. Amir Abdullah, I'd hold depending on your options. Jonathan Brooks, yes, sucks. Chris Rodriguez, I'd hold. Kareem Hunt, I'd also hold. Devin Singletary, get rid of that bum. Braylon Allen, hold. Now the top 7 wide receivers. Calvin Austin, I'm going to hold unless you need to drop him to pick up someone else. If George Pickens doesn't play, which I think he's already doubtful for this week, I don't want to play him. George Pickens plays, I will play him. Parker Washington, drop. Nick Westbrook, Ekine, hold. MVS, with no Derek Carr, he's fringe droppable. I would still hold him because there could be some YOLO plays happening. Alan Lazard, droppable. Cooks, I'm going to hold. He caught a touchdown, but it got called back due to the flag. Jalen Tolbert, droppable. Yes, and there you have it. We made it all the way to the playoffs. Good luck to everybody out there. And if you have a bye, salute. We get to take a week off in that league. Yes. What I would do, though, I would still go through your motions as if you were actually playing this week. Just make sure. Don't take the week off. Go through the motions. Put your best lineup forward. It's all about getting those reps in. We don't want to slack when it comes to week 15. Even if we do have a bye, we stay in the kill or be killed mentality. And don't forget, I'm going to remind you again, get over to 420crew.com. Go get signed up as a paid member. Get on the superstar tier or higher to take part in my one-on-one fantasy consultations. You want to do it. There's nothing out there that is like this where you can have me literally in your back pocket. We're able to go back and forth on Facebook, on Patreon, a lot of different places that we can message. If you get on the $25 tier or higher, the all access tier, you literally get my bat line and I will answer you if I'm live on a show. Got to pay to play though, but do it. It will be the best thing that you do for your championship greatness. If you play an IDP, I got the IDP waiver video coming. And don't forget to message me about my NFL playoff redemption leagues. They draft the first week of January. You do not want to miss out. They are so fun. I keep the fantasy party going all year round, and it continues right after everybody calls it quits for the fantasy football season. So make sure you message me directly about that so I can get you involved in one of these leagues and click on one of the videos popping up right now. We'll see you next video.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.